or it? Is our life a mirror, or is it an it? Ellen was watching our little puppy dog, a little Maltese white puppy dog, and Snuggles we call the guy, because he's so snuggly. And he grabbed a hold of a little toy, and he ran to the other side of the room and laid on his back and threw it up in the air and threw it back and threw it forth. And Ellen says, "Boy, isn't he a mirror of happiness?" And I thought, no, he is happiness. He is the it. He is the happiness that we want to be. He's not the mirror. The mirror is what the world is of us. Now, if you look at the dog and you see happiness because you are happy, well, then that's great. And if you look at the dog and you see sadness because you're sad, well, then that's great too. It's whatever you are. The world is our reflection. So if we look out at the world and we see the world as a super, super califragilisticexpialidocious place, then it's because we are super, super califragilisticexpialidocious. And that's all that it's all about. That's all that it's all about. Now, is the world a mirror for us or an it for us? Is that us expressing over there? Are we the creator of that puppy dog having so much fun? I gave the morning dial a healing inspiration on the telephone. And as I was finishing it up, little Love had to get his squeaky toy and start squeaking. He just knew that he had to let the people on the other end of the line know that he was well and happy and having a ball. And so I let it go. And it went just fine. And he did just fine. But the thing is, what was going on? What was going on was he was just having a wonderful time for himself. And I was enjoying him having a wonderful time for himself. I had no desire to change it, for he was my it. As I was giving the dial an inspiration, he was just my it. I just felt totally happy and peace and harmonious, and it was really wonderful. But of course, that's what it should be. Now, that is what I had on the dial inspiration this morning. A lot of really wonderful things on how to have a successful life, how to live a happy life, because I was living it. I was very happy. I was very joyful in telling the story and revealing this thing. And I didn't care whether anybody heard it or not. Then afterwards, I listened to it on the telephone as it plays itself back, and I thought, that's okay. That's okay. Did a good job. Should be a lot of interesting people responding to that, coming back with a lot of interesting ideas. I was really surprised and happy, because as we were working on our program, as we're working on having a dial a healing prayer and having the internet, our home page and things like that, that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of bother. But little by little, we're building up quite a following. We're building up quite an audience. On the Dial of Healing Words, I don't know, what could we count, something like 50 different people called in during 1 month? Now, 50 people called in, but out of those 50 people, 30 of them called in once, twice, and three times a day, you know? So they were really getting some good out of it. So if in the parlance of the internet, we were to say, how many hits did our telephone line have? Well, our telephone line had something like 300 or 400 hits for just 1 month. And that's pretty good for having no other promotion except through the gist or our business cards. And I think that's very good. I'm very, very happy with the type of response we're getting. And I'm sure that we'll have even more now that we're putting it onto the internet occasionally when I do it. I just take this new little Olympus gadget down there and record it while I'm doing it. And it comes through beautifully. It comes through just wonderfully. You see, life to me is a mirror. Or is it? It's an it. I keep forgetting it. Life to me is an it. I just keep living it as my reality. It is not my reflection, because what I see out there, that's me. What I see out there, see, we used to say mirror, remember? Mm-hmm. What I see out there, that's what I'm thinking. And if it's good, that's what I'm thinking. And if it's not so good, that's what I'm thinking. whatever I am thinking, that's what I see. Now, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about any area of your life? A telephone rang a while ago, and everybody says, oh, that must be Gregor. Well, now, it is really just finishing of lunchtime. It's a few minutes to 12, to 1. And if I know Gregor, he enjoys a good meal. And I'm sure that Susan serves a good Sunday dinner, which would probably last till 2 or 3. And with the children there, and with her parents coming in, because she's supposed to have her new baby in a day or two, you know, just a day or two. And so the house is probably filled with Mama and sisters and brothers all trying to help Mama take care of things. But Gregor is there, and he's got the spare room, so they can't come and use that. But it doesn't bother them. The neighbors have opened their house, and everything is all open. And we will see who this new baby will be. I'm sure it'll look a great deal like Gregor, and he hasn't even been up there. It'll be his consciousness. But that's the way it goes. Gregor's going to look at that kid and say, I was there when he was born. That's my baby, you know. And her husband will say, not on your life, boy. That's my man. And you watch. You watch what is going to happen. Some very fascinating things. But how about your life? Some very fascinating things in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see them keep coming, and let's see them coming with all sorts of happy, harmonious things.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes the difference in life, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So, take it and run with it.
Enjoy.
And enjoy. I love you very, very much. Mm-hmm.